Folks, here's a good sound suggestion that I think you'll want to follow the next time you want really fast relief for a touch of acid indigestion. Just stop in at the nearest drugstore and alkalize with Alka-Seltzer. Watch the clerk at the soda fountain dissolve an Alka-Seltzer tablet or two in a glass of water like this. Listen to it fizz. Then drink the pleasant-tasting solution this makes, and we believe that Alka-Seltzer will have you smiling with relief in almost no time. In fact, we believe you'll be so pleased with the fast relief Alka-Seltzer offers for occasional acid indigestion and other minor stomach upsets that you'll want to take home a 30 or 60-cent size package of these modern effervescent tablets and make yours an Alka-Seltzer home from then on. And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, yesterday, Lum made arrangements to send samples of the synthetic rubber to a government representative at the county seat. And if the rubber proves usable, the old fellows will have an immediate market for their new product. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner in the Jotham Down store waiting for Grandpappy Spears, the sole possessor of the rubber formula, to arrive and start working.
But whereabouts can that Grandpap be, anyways? Supposed to get here early, and here it is 9:30 already. Call up his woman, Charity, and see if she's heard anything more.
Lom, we just called her up. All she knows is that Grandpap left the place about 2 hours ago.
Well, if he don't show up pretty soon, we ain't gonna get no rubber samples made up in time to send to that Giverman feller today.
Well, I don't know where else to look for him. We tried the barber shop and the restaurant and Grandpa Master's place. Of course, he might be just hiding out somewhere so Cedric can't guard him. He hates for Cedric to guard him.
Yeah, that might be it. Stubborn old coot. What's he got again, Cedric, anyway?
Oh, I don't think it's nothing special. He just don't like the idea of some young feller guarding him that way. Says he can take care of himself.
Ah, prattle, prattle.
Well, that's what he says.
You don't know what danger he's in.
I know it.
Well, he's running our rubber corporation, I can tell him that. Here's our big opportunity to get the government behind us, and what happens? Our vice president in charge of mixing and cooking don't show up.
Well, the government weren't going to start buying rubber from us right today, was they, Lum? Weren't they going to test them samples first?
Yeah, but we know the tests will come out all right.
Oh, yeah.
No doubts about that.
No, no.
Now, we got a formula for real, actual, genuine imitation synthetic rubber.
Yeah, yeah.
It stretches and bounces like rubber, don't it?
Oh, sure, it does that, yeah.
And Cedric made a slingshot out of some of it.
Yeah, I've seen it.
A pair of rubber heels for his shoes.
Yeah, yeah.
Grandpap made himself a pair of sleeve garters, didn't he?
Yeah, of course they weren't awful good-looking ones, old Lum. He embarrassed his woman, Charity, half to death when he taken off his coat and shirts last Sunday to show them to Charlie Redfield.
Well, if you don't get here in a few minutes, we're just out of luck. That's all we are to it.
Well, Lum, I believe we ought to let Grandpap write that down at Parmalin. Tell it to me or you or somebody. We could be back there mixing up some rubber right now if we know what went in it.
No, no, it's better to have that formula in just one place, in Grandpap's head.
Yeah.
That way, there ain't hardly no chance of spies getting hold of it.
Yeah, well, what if the spies has kidnapped Grandpap? Or man-napped him, I reckon he'd call it. He ain't no kid no more, not old feller like him.
No, he ain't been kid. Granny, you don't reckon he has been kidnapped, do you?
Well, he might be. Long as Sister Simpson overheard us talking yesterday, why, you know everybody in town knows about our rubber discovery by now. And the spies are more likely heard it, too.
That's right, ain't it?
Why, sure. He'd been kidnapped just sure as well.
Granny, I ought to went over there and guarded him myself is what I ought to did. I just hope they ain't torturing him.
Torturing him? Well, they sure enough do that?
Oh, yeah. Put hot irons to his feet and all that to make him talk.
Oh, my goodness.
They'll do anything to get him to tell that formula.
Why, them snakes in the
week. Yeah, we better go over and get the town marshal, old Uncle Henry Lunsford. Get up a searching party.
Yeah, that's what we got to do.
Get my hat and coat off the wall.
Yeah, I'll get them. Reckon whereabouts we ought to start looking down the swamps along the river?
No, I don't much think they'd be down there in weather like this. Them spies wouldn't go there. It ain't theirselves they want to torture. It's Grandpap.
You want your muffler, too?
No, this is enough. Come on, let's get going.
Yeah, yeah. Reckon what direction you want to head out in, Lumber. Watch out for that ice on the porch there, Lum. It's awful slippery.
Yeah, for goodness sakes. I thought I told you to sprinkle some ashes on the porch here. Get shut of the ice one.
I was going to, but, well, I just been so busy with Grandpap. Wait a minute. I believe I heard our phone ringing.
I thought I heard that thing. It would have to ring at a time like this. Well, better go back and answer it, I reckon.
Yeah, yeah, might be them spies calling up. No, they wouldn't call us.
Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you.
Get back in out of the cold. If it's a grocer order, tell them we're closed temporary, and tell them the giver mint froze all our stock or something.
Well, it's cold enough for that to happen today, I believe. Hello! Got 'em down store and library. Abner Peabody on this end. Store's closed. Huh? Oh, howdy, Dick. No, it ain't actually closed. I just said that. Do what? Help you get shut of who?
Tell him we'll call him back, Abner.
For the land's sakes, is he over there? Well, I sure know. Just a minute. Lum, Grandpap's over at Dick Huddleston's store.
He is?
Yeah, been over there for a couple of hours arguing with Dick about buying a pair of shoes.
For goodness sakes, buying shoes?
Yeah, Grandpap brung in stamp number 17 and claims that that's all he needs to get the shoes. Dick can't make him understand he's got to pay good money for them.
One, two, goodness.
He's threatened to lawsuit Dick and everything else.
Here, give me the phone.
Yeah, you take it. Get him straightened out. He's mad, Dick.
Hello, Dick. Listen, let Grandpap have the shoes and we'll pay for them.
Huh?
Yeah, and then send him over here right quick.
Want a fist fight, Dick?
Yeah, tell him we're waiting on him. Yeah. Oh, not at all, Dick. Proud to help you out. Yeah, all right. Goodbye.
Here we was looking all over town for Grandpap, and all the time he's right across the road from us.
Yeah, it's a good thing Dick called before we got hold of Uncle Henry and got up a big searching party.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I thought Grandpap bought himself some shoes a few weeks back, come to think about it.
Huh?
Wasn't them new shoes he had during Cedric's trial? Them that squeaks aloud?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, them was brand new ones. But Aunt Charity oiled them up for him, and that stopped them from squeaking. So Grandpap just up and give them to the Salvation Army.
For goodness sake.
Yeah?
Love to have squeaky shoes.
Oh, he won't have a pair that won't squeak, no.
Can you see him coming across the street yet?
Huh? Oh, maybe it's somebody coming out the door over there. Yeah, yeah, yeah. There he's just coming out the door there at Dick's store. Doggies, Lump, come over here to the window and watch old Grandpap.
What's the matter?
Watch him walk here. He must have got himself the stiffest pair of shoes in that whole store. Just look at it.
Yeah, I see. Well, get out of the way.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Looks like a cat walking on flypaper.
He'll have to get Cedric to break them things in for him. He never will be able to handle them all by himself. I know that.
Just hurry up. He never will get them rubber samples sent off in time.
No.
Better go back in the feed room and get the stove started and put the boiler on. We ain't got a minute to lose.
Yeah, I'll get everything ready for him. Oh, my goodness. Lum, look there.
What's the matter?
Grandpap fell down, slipped on that ice out there. Look at him.
Oh, Granny's, I feared that happened. Come on, I hope he never broke the
Yeah, yeah, this helping poor old Grandpap. First he gets kidnapped. No, he never got kidnapped. What
Grandpap. Grandpap, are you hurt? Speak to me, Grandpap.
That dog is Lum, I believe he's out cold. Look at him.
Grandpap, can you get up?
He don't look like he can even move.
Where are you hurt? Talk to us.
Yeah, he must have got a good whop on the head when he hit the porch there, Lum.
Yeah, look at his eyes.
Yeah, he's
Goes
out.
Back in there like a dying calf in a hailstorm.
He's plumb unconscientious.
Let's see, what did that first aid course say we ought to do in a case like this?
Huh?
Artificial perspiration.
It said to keep him laying down and keep him warm.
Keep him warm.
Yeah, we can't do that. Him laying on ice there, though.
No, we better get him up in there. Get him inside. Grab hold of his legs there.
Yeah, I'll get him. That old Grandpap ain't very heavy. Let's go now. Come
on. Be careful now. We don't slip on the ice, too.
No, I got him.
If you'd have sprinkled them ashes out here like I told you to, this never would have happened.
Yeah, or to did it. Or to
scoot around here and get the door open.
Yeah, I'll hold him. Go ahead.
Don't let the door bang again,
anymore. I won't. I got him. Go ahead. Go on in. That's it.
Might as well take him on back to the feed room, I reckon.
Might as well take him right back there.
Oh, me.
Doggies, Lom, I believe he's coming, too.
Oh, my head. Oh, my goodness, my head.
Grandpap. Can you hear us, Grandpap? Are you hurt bad?
Don't try to make him talk yet. Wait till we get him some. Sit down, son.
Yeah, how about that chair right over there, Lom?
Yeah, that'll do. Easy now.
Yeah, don't get excited now, Grandpap. We ain't gonna hurt you now. There you are.
Oh, my goodness. What's happened?
Now, that fix you. Everything's gonna be all right now, old fella.
Yeah, just sit there and rest for a few minutes, Grandpap, and I think you'll feel as good as new again. Abner, get the stove started and put a boiler on.
What, you reckon Grandpap will be able to mix any rubber today, Long?
Well, no, we'll have to do the mixing.
Huh? Just
have him tell us what to put in it.
Well, I thought just him was supposed to know what went in it.
Well, them rules are changed now. This is an emergency case. He can tell us and we can forget it right quick.
Yeah, I'll try to.
Well, we got to get them samples made up today. Hurry up, get the stove started.
Well, I'm going to.
How you feeling, old boy? Oh, my goodness, it's so foggy. Whereabouts am I at, anyways? You're with us, old-timer. Everything's going to be all right. Just take it easy.
Well, I reckon everything's ready to start cooking the rubber now, Lon.
Good.
Now, what do we put in first, Grandpap?
I wish that fog would clear up. Everything's a hazy and mixed up.
What's the matter with him? It
Dad,
is foggy.
He's still a little dazed, Abner.
He must be. Listen,
Grandpap, I hate to rush you, but we got to mix up some rubber in a hurry, so you'll have to tell us what's in the secret formula.
Yeah. Grandpap, he's talking to you.
Huh?
Can't you hear him?
Me?
Yeah.
What did he say?
He said, what's the formula?
Formula? Say, what happened anyways? How'd I get here?
Oh, well, you just had a little fall out there in front of the store, and we carried you in here.
Oh, well, that's thoughty of you. Help me out that way. Wish that fog would lift.
Oh, he's glad to do it for you. Now, tell us that formula, old feller.
Oh, yeah, formula.
Yeah.
Think hard now, Grandpap. Concentrate on it. Formula for what?
For what? Why, for making the rubber, of course.
Rubber? I don't believe I know no formulas for making rubber.
Huh? Why, sure you do. You claimed the other day that you know Dad as well as you know your name was Milford A. Spears.
Spears? Name sounds kind of familiar. Who's that?
Who's that? For the land's sake, don't you even know who you are?
Everything's just so mixed up and hazy. Who am I, anyway?
Oh, my goodness. Did you hear that, Lon?
Yeah. Now, Granny, do you know what's happened, Abner?
Huh?
Grandpap's got amnesia.
Amnesia?
Yes, sir.
Well, poor old feller. First he can't recollect who he is, and then he gets amnesia on top of it. Poor old Grandpap.
Well, the worst thing is, he's the only one that knows the formula to making our synthetic rubber.
Friends, tell me, are you one of the thousands reported by our government to be getting less than the required amount of vitamins A and D each day? Well, there's not really a reason for taking those chances when there's now such a convenient economical way to be sure. And that's by just taking a single one-a-day brand vitamin A and D tablet every day. Do this and forget about it for the day, because each one-a-day A&D tablet contains your full minimum daily requirements of these two important vitamins. Actually, each tablet is equivalent to the A&D content of 1 1/2 teaspoonfuls of cod liver oil, meeting minimum USP standards. Think of getting all that valuable vitamin protection in just a single pleasant-tasting tablet. And think what that can mean in economy, too. For the cost is slightly more than a penny a day when you buy the large family size package. And by the way, when you ask your druggist for one-a-day A&D tablets, you better get a package of one-a-day brand vitamin B complex tablets, too. Another high-quality, low-cost vitamin product of the Miles Laboratories. Look for the name Miles and that big one on both packages, and you'll be getting the genuine one-a-day brand.